Hello, this is Dr. Tony of the Crooked Spine Show. Here we talk to Mike, the owner of New U Fitness, the letter U Fitness in Fontana. What we talked about is basically his program. People that need weight loss, people that need to gain strength, people need to rehab from an injury. And with his program, it does take time. Realize he's there at god-awful hours, excuse my French, to be there for you, along with having a dietitian on staff too, to help you with your meal plans. Understand that with his program, you can stay healthy at a very simple, simple method. All right, this is a quick podcast, and I'll see you afterwards. All right, this is Mike from New U Fitness, and what he talked about is his facility here, and really what's going on. I'm Dr. Tony, I'm the host of the Crooked Spine Show. And Mike, let's get started for one, too. When you started 2 years ago, what were you doing before? What was your experience? Were you in fitness, or what was going on?
Yes, I was still in fitness. I was actually a director of personal training for a commercial gym.
Wow, okay.
And after a while of doing that, I kind of saw a need that you really can't really get really personal in doing commercial facilities.
Got it.
So I wanted to have more, I would say, a more of a tighter relationship with my clients.
Got it, okay.
Versus sales and stuff like that.
How long do you do that for at the commercial level?
The commercial level, I started actually right out of high school.
Good for you.
Yes. All
right.
So I started in Pasadena, okay. And I started for Family Fitness. And then I went to Bally's, and after that I got out for a while, and then I went into doing studio recording.
And then before that too, were you in sports before? What do you get? How did you get into
fitness? I played track. Okay. I did track in high school, and I played football.
Okay.
So I started playing football at the age of 12.
Wow, young.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I love sports. So that's one of the reasons why I got into training as well. I wanted to attack it from the, or approach it from the athletic end.
Fantastic.
A lot of athletes that have talent, but they need that structure in order to go to the next level.
And as you probably saw, commercial level too, a lot of people that are trainers sometimes are great athletes, but sometimes they're not great trainers.
Yes.
What was the difference there? What would you see?
It's easier to train yourself than it is to apply the knowledge and the experience to another person. Because then they're built differently, different body structure, different metabolism, and some people don't have the same motor skills you do.
Got
if you've been trained to be an athlete, it's a lot easier.
Good. And with that too, when you got into your facility here, how did you transfer over from being, if you want to call it a manager of a commercial facility, to your own business? How was that transformation?
The transformation was
easy, right?
Kind of, yeah, it's easy. Okay. Because I already had in my heart that I just wanted to help people. And that's the thing. If you don't have the passion into training, then it's not going to be for you. If you're looking at it from a money aspect, then you're going to hit the door because it's going to be ups and downs.
Who's going to struggle, right?
Yes.
It's a business.
So the passion is what held me on even through the hard times. So now this is what I call the gravy time. So it's pouring in. And having a passion for people, to see people come in with a need and to actually sit with them and find out what they need, and then I show them what I offer and we see how we can make that need.
Detail that for us too. How do you usually, I guess, bring somebody in, or what's your process?
Okay, so if I have someone that comes in that's trying to lose weight, what I do is I find out and see what their lifestyle habits are first.
Okay.
Because I can tell them about exercise all day, but I have to find out what their lifestyle is, and that way I can see where the hot points are that I need to touch on to get them to change in their mind first. Because if they don't change in their mind, it's not going to become a habit with them, and they're not going to have the drive and determination to see it through.
So you find out their emotional connection to wherever they are from a weight loss perspective, if there's one to interpret that for one too, and kind of build that bridge with them where you are, where you want to get them.
Yes, exactly.
And when they do that, what's your program like for someone that wants to do just weight loss or in that mindset?
So what I do, I don't do dieting.
Okay.
I just sit and I find out what their weight is, their age is, and see where their metabolic rate is at that particular point. And then I have a registered dietitian that I work with, and she formulates a nice meal plan for them that caters directly to what their specific need is.
Wow, so actually that's incorporated into your overall plan.
And then it comes with the training programs.
What do those last usually, 90 days, 60 days, 30 days?
60 days, 90 days,
cool.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
90 days is probably one of the longest, and then I revisit with the dietitian with their current stats, and then we re-evaluate everything and give them a different plan from there.
In that situation too, how do you incorporate weightlifting or exercise with that person?
What I start out with is usually I start out with suspension. I start out with body weight.
Okay.
That way I can get their body acclimated to working out. Some of these people that come here never worked out a day in their life. So they come in from jobs where they're sitting. So a lot of their muscles are dormant. So you have to wake up the muscles first. It's kind of like, I give the analogy a lot with my clients, it's like baking a cake. You never put the cake in the oven. You turn the oven on, you let it get to the set temperature, then you put the cake in. You have to kind of do the same thing with training. You have to formulate the person's body to get to a certain level, then you can start adding heavier resistance, cable work, then you can move on to strength training. It's a little bit better structure for me.
And also cardio, how does cardio go into a type of muscle?
So what I do is I base cardio, I have them warm up, of course, with some cardio. And I started a new system where I have them do three exercises.
Okay.
And then I have them go to the spin bike to do cardio for about 2 minutes. And then they go to three more exercises, come back to the spin bike for 2 minutes.
Yes.
So it's kind of, it's like this, so it's interval.
Great.
And that seemed to work best. And even some of them that have a problem with the spin bike, I have them go to the treadmill and I just put a slight incline. They're having them walk at about 3.5 to 4 miles an hour. And that just gets the heart rate low, raised a little bit.
Except for, depends on where they are too.
Yes,
they can handle some depth. Yes. Before depth, the stability.
Yes.
Too. You mentioned, we talked about earlier too, working with someone that has post-surgery, say post-knee or post-hip, mm-hmm. or how does that work with your clients? How do you work with them?
A lot of time what I do is I tell them when they come out of like physical therapy,
yes.
I have them to bring the regimen of what the physical therapist was giving them.
Okay.
And I kind of base off the activity and exercises based off of what they have. And I ask them also how long they went through the post-recovery. And from there, I go usually start with the resistance.
Okay.
And I start to balance off of that and I increase resistance because I have bands that go up to like 160 pounds.
Wow.
So I can keep them on resistance for a while. And then when they start feeling better and they say, you know what, I feel great, then I'll move up to like 5-7 pounds and I can see how they move from there and just evaluate them.
We talked about earlier too, when you're getting them, let's just start that situation, how do you get the mindset to realize, hey, you're not injured anymore, let's get things moving, let's get your body healthy again?
That one can be a tricky sometimes. So what I do is when they initially come in, you have to build the trust.
Yes.
Once you gain their trust, they will start to believe in what you say versus on what they think. Once you build that, because then you're the expert.
Exactly.
You're supposed to be the expert.
Yeah.
So instead of just trying to dump knowledge on them, I build a relationship first. And I lay everything down in layman terms. I try not to speak above their understanding and let them understand where I'm coming from in order for them to connect with me. And once they connect, then they'll do everything in the gym that I ask them to do.
You got to build that trust first. Yes. Whatever you want to say, that I respect that too.
Yes.
You have to have that even respect first, I think.
Yes.
At that point, once they do, okay, he's here to help me, he's here to make sure I get better, boom, what do you want me to do?
Yes, exactly. And once you break that mind state, which is you have to get the mind renewed,
yes,
in order for them to move past that point. Once that clicks in, they'll start to move. And sometimes they hit a couple of bumps because, you know, you have to, when you walk out those doors, you do it live. And sometimes life will throw you back a couple of steps. So then when they come in, it's like they're renewing again. And then they go out and it's a relationship.
Exactly. And means that life is, they may have a death that may have to go out of town for a month or so.
Yes.
They come back, okay, where was I? How do I get back there quickly? Boom, ready to go.
Yes.
Okay. And also when someone comes in and works out, what's the addictive, I guess, time frame? What do you see as someone where they go, okay, I started treatment here and I'm getting exercise and done. With physical therapy, when do you see a transition from, okay, I'm rehabbing, I'm done with that, how do I stay healthy now? Do they transition to that point?
Yes, you're talking about like for a time frame?
Yes.
As soon as they come out of physical therapy and they come, usually it's anywhere between a 2 week period to a month.
Okay.
Because usually physical therapists really pound and push hard.
Exactly.
So when they come to me, it's almost like two levels down because therapists really push hard. So when they come to me, it's like, okay, oh, he's going down a little bit, so the trust level builds up even higher. So then from there, I can push them in a different way to make them push a little bit harder so the results and the recovery happens even faster.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that, too, is once you get that trust and that value in there, getting to a certain level, okay, now you're doing well, recover from your injury, now what do you want to do?
Yes.
When does that usually occur?
Usually in that 2 week to a month window, usually about 2 months, people are now starting to get in the thought process. I feel better, I'm not going through the therapy anymore, so now I want to sustain this.
The next step.
And then that's the next step where they come. And I say, now you want to, so you don't, because if they hurt their knee, I say, now we're going to teach you how you won't have to go do a second operation on the other end. So that's the plan. So by telling them, hey, you have to stop sitting so much, so cut out TV. I tell them, if you're watching TV in the middle of commercials,
yes,
do exercise, do body squats.
Something.
Yeah, something. Get your body moving. If you're sitting for a while at work, get up, walk around, go get some water, go do something. Because you become dormant the more you sit, and then you start to have problems because sitting, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of
sedentary people. Stress. Yes. They coined it per se as sedentary stress.
Yes.
When you don't move enough, your joints want to stiffen up, yes, your muscles weaken. Everything becomes this, mm-hmm, versus up and down. That's the overall plan.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it is when you have problems with people that their job all day is sitting. They're driving to work every day, and they're sitting, driving to work for an hour, driving home, sitting at work all day at a computer, they're hunched over all day too.
Yes, that's really
how do you counter that stress with what you do? That's the key.
Yes.
And I guess at home and do the body squats, how do you get them to come in here? I guess you mentioned on the website, open at 4:30 in the morning,
yes,
close at 9. That's a long, long day.
Yes.
But that gives people enough time, I think,
yes,
in their work day, maybe they travel to come here, work out, go to work, or after work, come here after work.
Yes.
Do you recommend that, or how does that work?
I recommend both, and the reason why.
So both morning and night?
Yes.
Wow.
So what I do is, this is going to throw you for a loop. I have what I call an unorthodox way of training my clients.
Okay.
I'm here all day,
yes,
so some of them have set times they come in, and then some have jobs where it's sporadic, so they say, well, I don't know if I can come this time. So I'm here all day, so there's no excuse.
Wow. Okay, you give them full accountability, basically.
Yes, right. I'm here.
No choice.
So when you walk in that door, then we'll
see where you are.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So it gives them no ability not to come in, per se.
Yes.
Well, and with that, too, I think it makes them go, okay, geez, I've had a bad day, I've had a rough day,
yes,
I'm tired, but I'm still going to come in.
Yes.
Because I know Mike's waiting for me.
Yes.
Mike's going to call me and harass me if I don't come in. And that,
yes,
a junior high peer pressure sometimes allows them to get the overall results, right? I mean, that's the plan. I'm not here to harass them, but what's the overall plan with someone like that? Get them healthy. You go, okay, it was worth it.
Yes.
Now what do? I maintain this so I stay strong. I count the talk the stress I deal with every day. My body doesn't work sometimes. I need the surgery or have to have more medications.
Yes.
Have a few things like that. The dietitian you deal with, too, how do they get people to not get off medication per se, but how do you get to the transfer from medications to more natural supplements? What do you think? How does that work?
It's a mind thing again.
Yes.
So usually what I do is I find what the natural substitute is for what they're taking.
Got it.
And I just give them a recommendation and say, hey, well, why don't you try this and see how this works for you? A lot of it is mainly stress, high blood pressure.
Huge.
I tell them just blood pressure alone, if you come in and work out, you'll get the stress off your body, you'll start to see your pressure start to go down. I had one client and she was really high blood pressure.
Yes.
And she didn't tell me that she stopped taking her medicine when she started working out. She was doing, I guess, a test on herself,
okay,
to see if the workout was going to help her. She stopped for about 2 weeks and then she had to go back in for an additional checkup. We had a passion because I want to create a culture for people to come in and not look at the clients as a money bank.
Yeah.
But to look at how am I going to transform my client from A to be and create them to have a lifestyle, not to just change and say, okay, and then start going back to the old eating habits, to create a lifestyle and to do it for the community. I work with the community a lot.
What do you do in the community?
The community had a program called CX3,
okay,
which was to get some of the restaurants that were locally here in the area to carry healthy items on the food, on the menu. That way, people like myself that like to work out, we'd have a choice what we can eat there, and we can still, you know, benefit and support your business as well. So we're just trying to create that atmosphere here, and we just started a walk, which we're going to walk once a month, and we're trying to do 1 billion steps this year.
Good for you.
Yes.
For you. Did the program work with the restaurants? Did they buy into that yet? Or
a few did,
okay,
but a few are like, you know, they're like, you know, I'm trying to get by, and adding these things is going to more
restaurants is a high risk business,
yes,
per se.
Right.
So how do you make someone go, okay, I'm gonna change my menu for the time management and the food cost and,
yes,
see if someone does come in?
Yes.
Maybe not.
Right.
But what, like you said too, once it buys in and that culture changes,
yes,
you have to get healthy.
Yes.
I mean, there's Kaiser down the street here for one too, and they'll tell you straight up, people are coming in the drove because they're not healthy. And their cost out of their own pocket is huge from a health insurance perspective. if they can come in here and work out with you, and we're going to just go, Mike, tell me what to do, their Costco, their medical doctor goes way down.
Yes.
That cost can come in here so they can actually get healthy, get off medication, not have the surgeries, and overall feel a better quality of life, right?
Yes.
All comes down
a lot
to that. And when you and your overall purpose here too, and you said growing to a bigger facility, when you incorporate other people in your business, how do you transition into that? Do you have people come to the community that already training with you now, or what is your expectation?
I would do a little of both. I would do find some young people that would like to intern to learn the process.
Huge.
And I'm in shadow.
Huge.
And that way you create someone who wants to do some, like a trainer, to see someone that does it, to actually shadow and see what partakes. That way they have an idea and say, is this really for you or is it not? Because then you can see what, you know, because a lot of people, they glamorize it, especially like on Instagram.
Of course.
Training, and the life is not like that all the time.
Oh, you're here, you said 4:30 to 9, right?
Yes, yeah.
So you get up, what time do you get up to get here?
I live not too far, so I get up maybe about 3:30.
Okay.
So with that being said, when I leave here in the night, that little window of sleep, whatever I do, I have to do it within an hour.
That's it.
And then I have to be in bed because I need to get some sleep.
That's it. And having interns to seeing that non-glorious side of the bone facility and everything they're doing with people gets them, like you said, buy-in. And when they're in high school, I have interns in my office. Mm-hmm. They're basically, if you want to call them free labor, you don't have to pay for health insurance, you have to pay them sometimes nothing at all. But get them in here, mm-hmm. they see the benefit. And by you being, I think, a teacher, it gets, for at least for me, a revival of what I'm doing with my patients. It gets me to walk through with them what they're doing. Yes. If you can walk through what my training facility, what my purpose is, transform someone that's overweight and needs to get healthier, recover from an injury, need to get healthier, just wants to get healthier overall.
Yes.
Just huge. Huge. Well, good for you. Anything else to add, Mike? Anything you want me to talk about that I didn't mention?
Let's see.
Not that good, Mike. Just starting out here.
Yes, okay. I know you've been doing really good. That's a great interview. I don't know. It's just giving people the knowledge of eating and not dieting.
That's
the biggest thing. People need to eat food, because what happens, like a lot of these supplement companies coming up now want people to drink shakes.
Yes.
And the bad thing about it, you will lose weight. I can put you on a green juice diet every day and you're going to lose weight. But when you go back to eating solid food,
I can't afford that anymore.
You're going to have problems. Yes. And that's the misnomer that they're starting to give people, and it gives them a false sense of achievement. Because they'll lose weight, but then what do you tell them when they go back? Then they feel that they have to take these supplements to stay where they are, and that's, they just stay in the rotation.
That cycle.
Of taking supplements. And they think the supplements is doing everything. When if you just eat and you just do your portions, you'll be fine.
What you mentioned too earlier is planning with the dietitian or yourself, planning your meals out.
Yes.
4 or 5 days in advance, so you have enough food ready to go, not going to talk about protein because you're hungry.
Yes.
You're tired of looking in the fridge.
Yes.
That's huge. Yes. Well, good.
Water. A lot of time we think that we're hungry, it's actually dehydration.
What's a good amount of water for someone to drink? Would you say if someone's who's 200 pounds, a male?
They say you should drink an ounce per body.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And how many times, I've heard too, from what I've read and seen, how many times should you urinate in one day?
Wow. No, it depends. If you drink filter water, you drink alkaline water. Alkaline water makes you go more.
Okay, got
it. Flushes through the system. Because it absorbs into the body faster too.
You don't realize that if you're drinking water but you're not going to the bathroom,
yes.
Where's the water going? And you're not sweating it out because you're not working out.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you drinking enough?
Right.
Sometimes you're not, because you're eating salty foods.
Foods
that would dehydrate you, or drink sugars too that would dehydrate you.
Yes, sugar also will.
Huge.
And sugar's bad for muscle.
Huge. Why is it bad for muscle?
It eats muscle. Huge. Drinking alcohol, people go in their weekend rebels, is bad for them because it softens the muscle.
Huge.
Yes.
Mike, anything else?
That's it.
That's it. Well, thanks, Mike, for the interview, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Good deal.
Thanks, sir.
I hope the interview with Mike makes sense to you, where when your body stays healthy and works out and eats right, it takes months, sometimes 8 to 12 weeks, to see the long-term benefits. Maybe you coming in to see Mike for weight loss or recovering from an injury after physical therapy, and or to get overall health in your body, realize your body is time to change from being unhealthy to healthy chemically, neurologically, and hormonally, so you actually feel good all the time. In the sense where if you have high blood pressure, blood condition from being stressed, for example, because your body is weak or unhealthy, once your body changes, your chemistry changes too, so overall body can handle that and lower your blood pressure by having less stress on your body. By working out enough,
And this is why Mike's goes open is open from 4:30 in the morning till 9 at night. He gives you the opportunity to come in there and do a quick 45-minute workout, maybe an hour workout. At that point, you count on the stress of everyday life doesn't affect you long term. Realize too, he does work with a dietitian. That helps you because he can set up a meal plan for you where you just buy the food. And when you buy the food and cook it the way he wants it done with a dietitian, it makes your life very, very simple. So your physical nutritional health is taken care of through Mike's opportunities, through his transformation with your overall health. All right, so enjoy these podcasts. For once, you'll have more people that are health conscious on here. It gives you simple ways, and I mean simple ways, is to put the time and effort in, get yourself healthy and stay healthy, right? Hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you next time.